Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On June 9th, 1954, Joseph Welch confronts Joseph McCarthy. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The end for Joe McCarthy came, it can be argued, on this date in 1954. The Wisconsin senator had become a dominant political figure in 1950 by hurling accusations of communist sympathies and fomenting fears of Soviet influence. And then came, at last, a man named Joseph Welch. McCarthy's fall had been a long time coming. As we've seen, Senator Margaret Chase Smith of Maine had seen him for what he was early on. But her efforts to curb McCarthy's influence were unavailing. In part, this was because McCarthy understood and mastered the media's ways and means. The New Yorker's Richard H. Rovere reconstructed the rhythms of the era. McCarthy, he wrote, invented the morning press conference called for the purpose of announcing an afternoon press conference. Rovere continued, the reporters would come in. They were beginning in this period to respond to his summons like Pavlov's dogs at the clang of a bell. And McCarthy would say that he just wanted to give them the word that he expected to be ready with a shattering announcement later in the day for use in the papers the following morning. This would gain him a headline in the afternoon papers. Quote, new McCarthy revelations awaited in Capitol. Afternoon would come, and if McCarthy had something, he would give it out. But often enough, he had nothing. And this was a matter of slight concern. He would simply say that he wasn't quite ready, that he was having difficulty in getting some of the documents he needed, or that a witness was proving elusive. Morning headlines. Delay seen in new McCarthy case. Mystery witness being sought. He had no cause for concern if the whole thing turned out to be nothing, as so often happened. He had the headlines. McCarthy was becoming a more and more familiar arrangement of type, and was engraved more and more deeply on the American mind. So wrote Richard Rovere. The end for McCarthy came when hearings into the U.S. Army opened in the Senate. In an iconic moment on this date in 1954, the counsel for the Army, Joseph N. Welch, attacked the senator, who had clumsily attempted to impugn the loyalty of a young lawyer on Welch's team. Until this moment, Senator, I think I never really gauged your cruelty or your recklessness, Welch told McCarthy. Little did I dream you would be so reckless and cruel as to do an injury to that lad. I fear he shall always bear a scar needlessly inflicted by you. If it were in my power to forgive you for your reckless cruelty, I would do so. I like to think that I am a gentleman, but your forgiveness will have to come from someone other than me. McCarthy blundered forward and took up the theme again. Welch was ready and struck with force. Let us not assassinate this lad further, Senator. You have done enough. Have you no decency, sir, at long last? Have you left no sense of decency? By the end of the year, the Senate would censure McCarthy, who descended into drink and illness. He died in 1957, lonely and broken. He was 48 years old. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to like skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.